with SLN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. It's Super Tuesday in the 2024 presidential contest, and already there's one result coming in. President Biden has won the Iowa caucuses. Meanwhile, on the Republican side, Senator Tom Cotton says it's time for Nikki Haley to drop out of the race.
Obviously, this race has been trending in this direction since President Trump won landslide victories in Iowa and then in New Hampshire. I regret a little bit that we haven't been able to already unify and consolidate the party, that President Trump and the RNC haven't been able to start working together hand in glove the way Joe Biden and the DNC has done for 3 years.
Senator Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Prosecutors have brought a dozen new charges against embattled New Jersey Democrat Senator Bob Menendez. Bob Agnew reports.
The new superseding indictment now includes a total of 16 charges, and those include charges of obstruction of justice and bribery. The new indictment comes after one of the senator's co-defendants took a plea deal and agreed to cooperate with prosecutors. The senator is accused of accepting luxurious bribes and of acting as an agent of the Egyptian government. Bob Agnew reporting.
Firefighters are still trying to extinguish wildfires that have been burning across the Texas panhandle, which includes the largest wildfire in Texas history. Governor Greg Abbott tells KVII-TV, as the state recovers from the wildfires, this is another example of Texans helping each other.
You see neighbor helping neighbor, county helping county. This entire region pulls together, and they are pulling together more strongly, more united than maybe anybody has ever seen. And it makes you proud to be a Texan.
Firefighters are still trying to extinguish wildfires that have been burning across rural areas around Amarillo. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 404 points. This is SRN News. Pro-life leaders are dismayed that abortion drugs will soon be sold at the nation's two largest pharmacy chains.
National Right to Life President Carol Tobias is extremely disappointed that mifepristone, known as the abortion pill, will be available by prescription at CVS and Walgreens stores later this month. She said the drug was developed to take the life of an unborn child and always has the potential to harm the mother. The Supreme Court will hear oral arguments this month regarding the FDA's decision to loosen regulations on mifepristone. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
An advisory panel recommends the Church of England should create a fund of $1.25 billion to address its historic links to slavery. That's 10 times the amount the church previously set aside. The independent oversight group established by the church said the original amount was insufficient compared to the wealth of the church and the moral sin and crime of the transatlantic slave trade. This is SRN News. Plenty of reaction to a UN report on sexual violence in the Israeli-Hamas conflict. More from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Israelis are in disbelief over the minimalist tone taken by the Special Envoy for Sexual Violence and Conflict, Pramila Patton, in her report on sexual violence used against October 7th victims and hostages still in captivity. The report referenced evidence of multiple incidents whereby victims were subjected to rape and gang rape. After viewing 50 hours of footage of the attack and 5,000 photos, Patton could only say there are reasonable grounds to say there were rapes and other violent crimes without explicitly blaming Hamas. 5 months later, because Israel expects no action by Secretary General Guterres, it is directly approaching 8 Security Council members to convene a session. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.